Welcome to the Food Matters Live podcast, where we showcase the innovations, the big ideas, and the visionaries in the food industry. We dig deep, we look to the future and the past, and we question everything we think we know about food. I'm Anthony Zara, and this episode has been made in partnership with Beneo and Kreglinger. Now, the way we eat is evolving. Consumer behaviour is shifting, and what motivates people in their food choices is encouraging food manufacturers to think about their approach to nutrition. We're seeing consumers who are increasingly health conscious, sustainability minded, and for products that live up to their expectations in these areas while still delivering on things like taste and texture. In a nutshell, food and beverage products need to deliver on multiple fronts. It's a challenge for the food industry, but it's an opportunity too. And with me to unpack this evolving landscape are three fantastic guests who are right at the heart of these developments. We have Adriana Arias from Beneo's sales team, where she's country manager for the UK. Hello, Adriana.
Hi, Anthony.
Frederick Fernandez is also from Beneo, where he's the product manager for functional proteins. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Anthony. Happy to be here.
And Scott Diath, who's sales manager at Kreglinger Europe. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Anthony.
A pleasure to have you all on the podcast. Listen, a really good place to start might be, if we can, a very brief introduction to how Beneo and Kreglinger work together. Adriana?
Sure. We collaborate together with Kreglinger as our sales distribution partner in the UK. This partnership enables us to extend our reach to a broader range of customers across different sectors, sizes, and needs, of course.
So we've worked with some of the Beneo products for over 50 years. And as their range has extended, we've adapted and evolved our business to ensure that we can bring these products to market within the UK. It's all about solutions and innovations and how we can get them to consumers.
Excellent. So Adriana, what do you see as some of the benefits of this relationship?
Well, Kreglinger plays a key role in strengthening our value proposition as an ingredient solutions provider. They are close to customers in the UK, offering technical support and expertise, complementing really our portfolio with additional nutritional and functional ingredients, and obviously helping our customers and to tailor solutions that meet a specific formulation and local market requirements. Together, we can ensure that customers receive not only high-quality ingredients, but also comprehensive support through the product development process.
And the same question to you, Scott. What are the benefits from Kreglinger's point of view?
As Adriana mentioned there, we have a team of technical sales managers strategically located all throughout the UK. So our goal is to make sure we provide quick, efficient and professional service. We have UK sample-based stock, so we can support fast-paced new developments. I mean, that seems to be the key nowadays. People are short of time, so we really make sure we can get our samples to the customers as quickly as possible so they can do their development work. We carry stock of the Beneo products in the UK, so we can get full bags for line trials. We can do for truckloads if required, and we use our trusted logistic partners to make sure that we can scale up when required and move as quickly as possible. We have a wide range of complementary specialty ingredients from all around the world that go with Beneo. So we provide products from chia seeds, other flavors, colors, all sorts of different products, which work really well together and can complement in trying to make healthier products. Our head office is based in the heart of Antwerp. We've been around since 1797, but we are a dedicated UK supplier. So as I mentioned, we have stock, we have technical support, we're a UK registered company, so we can provide all of the benefits of Beneo products, but in a local supply.
1797, that nearly went by without mention. That is a hell of a long time, isn't it?
It really is, and it's still a family-owned company. Very proud to work for such a company because they have evolved as markets have evolved in other areas, so we get involved in other ingredients in other markets. But food is a key one for us in the UK.
Brilliant. Okay, all right. A lovely bit of scene setting there, so thank you for that. Fred, let's bring you into the conversation here and let's talk about protein. So I think we talk a fair amount about protein on the podcast, but what are some of the benefits of a high protein product?
Well, Anthony, of course, when talking about high protein products, I would say there's a whole list of benefits. Of course, proteins, they exist out of amino acids, which together with carbohydrates and fatty acids are really the building blocks of life. But when we are going to zoom in on a nutritional level, there are quite some benefits that they can bring to the table as well. So of course, first you have that proteins can support muscle growth. So that's the first one. And what we also see is that eating more proteins can help people actually have a full feeling for longer. So feeling full for longer means that it can actually also support weight loss. So if you are going to combine these two with exercise, we can actually see that protein is especially effective at preserving muscle mass and reducing body fat.
Lovely. And I think this is where faba beans come into the conversation. So what makes them such an attractive ingredient?
Well, if you look at faba bean as a crop itself, it actually has an excellent protein content. So faba bean itself has around 30% of protein content, which makes it, of course, an excellent candidate to extract proteins from. With Beneo, we do exactly that. We use a process called dry fractionation, where we can achieve a protein concentrate of 60%, which is quite nice compared to other protein concentrates on the field. And nice in this process, we actually only use mechanical energy, which requires low amounts of energy, and we use no water. So if we are going to compare this with the protein isolates we see on the market, it is in a big contrast, because protein isolates, they come from a wet process and they use actually high amounts of energy and water. When we zoom in on the faba bean protein concentrate itself, it also has some really nice functionalities. It has nice solubility, it has nice emulsification and nice foaming. So it makes actually a very flexible ingredient that can be used in a lot of different applications, like bakery, savory and dairy.
And when we're talking about faba beans, and we're basically talking about plant proteins as a whole, aren't we? How much interest is there among consumers? There's certainly, you know, a few years ago, it felt like everything was plant-based. Is that still the case? Are consumers still interested?
I would say interest in plant protein is certainly still on the rise. And we see that Europeans are already certainly reducing their meat consumption, and they are showing a strong interest in further embracing a plant-based diet. That's for sure. At Beneo, we conducted a survey in 2023 and we concluded that 51% of the European meat consumers are actually already reducing their annual meat intake. So that's a really nice sign that the market is evolving in that direction. And of course, the primary concerns for these consumers to reduce their meat intake is health concerns still, animal welfare and sustainability. These are by far the three most important still. What we also see is that with the technology evolving and the plant proteins improving, the trust in plant-based alternatives is also actually increasing, because taste and texture are getting more and more on the level that the customers are expecting and are coming closer and closer to the animal protein counterparts. What we also see in the last years is that 34% of the consumers are actually ready to replace their conventional meat with plant-based diets on a more occasional basis, making the group of flexitarians that we see today.
You mentioned sustainability in your answer there. And I wonder if there is a sustainability angle, how big that is, and maybe particularly in relation to faba beans.
Oh, I would say, yeah, sustainability is, of course, one of the big reasons for Beneo to choose faba bean as a go-to crop for protein extraction. Faba bean is a leguminosa, so it can fixate nitrogen out of the air. So that means that the amount of fertilizer that you need to use on the field is reduced. On top of that, faba beans also have nice and big flowers. So if you compare it, for example, with wheat, they don't have any flowers. So faba bean will actually attract a lot of pollinators to the field. And by doing that, it will increase the biodiversity on the field, which is also a nice sustainability intake. And also the region where we grow faba bean is actually really located in a region where the faba bean don't need any extra irrigation. So the amount of water input is also reduced. Combine it with the dry fractionation process, which I explained before, an entire process that doesn't require any water and low amount of energy, we actually come to a story from farrowing to fork that is very sustainable. So on top, I would say, and to close the sustainability topic, we also are growing our faba bean in a region very close to our factory, ensuring a very short supply chain and making sure that we don't use too much fuel when transporting our faba beans.
And this stuff's becoming more important, isn't it? People are interested in the story behind how their food was made, the ingredients, the farming methods. They want to know that sustainability was considered at every stage, I guess.
Yeah, I would say certainly sustainability still matters and it's quite important. It's certainly a long-term value for the consumer still. But nowadays, the product also needs to deliver on taste and texture before they can be convinced.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, look, we like real world examples on this podcast. So can you share a couple of examples of real world applications for faba bean protein?
Yeah, like mentioned before, it's a very flexible product. So we really chose faba bean not only for the protein content, but also because of the nice functionalities that it brings to the table. So we have really nice functionalities, like I said before, in foaming, emulsification and solubility. And when you're zooming in on the emulsification, for example, it's excellent to actually do egg replacement or egg reduce recipes, certainly in bakery. So looking, for example, at egg reduce muffins, egg reduce pound cakes, but also full egg replacement in these applications. This is certainly something that's interesting with the fluctuating and increasing egg prices that we have seen recently in the last years. When we're looking at dairy, foaming is a functionality that really can bring a lot to the table. And we see some nice results in desserts like pudding and creams. And then when we look at starch fraction, the starch fraction is actually an all-rounder that can bring texture and all these kinds of applications that I was talking before.
So we've had quite a few of these concept samples that have been provided by Benio in the UK here. We've taken them into customers, shown the products, and they've been actually very, very well received, especially when we look at things like muffins and the cakes in particular. We're doing some sugar reduction with Benio ingredients, but the main one we're talking about here is obviously the egg reduction. And we've seen some fantastic results in reducing egg. And with the added benefit that there's some cost benefits to be had there, the full sustainability story. And what we've been able to do is prove the concepts that they work, and then customers can take them into their own development kitchen, tweak the recipes so that they fit their needs. And it's been really, really successful.
Okay, Adriana, let's focus back on health, because I know that Beneo's core business, or one of its core business drives, is connecting nutrition and health. So what does the research tell us about consumers' interest in a healthy lifestyle?
Focusing on the research that we have on the UK consumers, we can see that they remain highly engaged with health and wellness, but there are some priorities that have evolved. We can see that about 2/3 of UK shoppers actively seek to improve their health through diet and exercise and lifestyle choices. Also, key health interests include weight management, digestive health, and emotional well-being. And there is a growing demand for naturally, minimally processed ingredients and multifunctional claims like blood sugar and gut health. Smart snacking is still on the table, and plant-based proteins are especially relevant, aligning with consumers' goals for balanced nutrition and sustainability. We have also noticed that around 40% of consumers are highly price sensitive, spending less than £50 a month on wellness, highlighting the need, of course, of affordable and functional solutions. If we see the market, we can notice that there have been multiple developments brought by trendsetters like M&S with their health-focused products like the Brain Food Range. There are about 13 different products that are enriched with omega-3, iron, zinc, vitamins, like the Brain Balls, like the oat out of the blue, drinks, super salmon, salad, and blueberry yogurt bowl, and others like the Yay mushroom range with a latte with the mushrooms and other drinks with turmeric and mushrooms again. So there are lots of products that are showing how consumers are demanding more and more these type of products that have functional properties and help with weight management and well-being in general.
Now, we made an episode of the podcast with Beneo all about heart health last year. Adriana, is heart health still a major concern for consumers?
It is, and research and news prove that it's a major concern for UK consumers, and Beneo continues to offer targeted ingredient solutions to support this growing demand. Looking at some consumer insights, cardiovascular disease is still the leading cause of death in the UK, with 1 in 4 premature deaths attributed to this disease. Also, according to the British Heart Foundation, 7.6 million people in the UK live actually with heart and circulatory diseases. At Beneo, of course, we offer several science-backed ingredients that support cardiovascular health, starting with ORAFTV feeds, our barley beta-glucans, that has been proven to lower cholesterol and reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. It also enables an EU-approved health claim when used at 3 grams per day, and also is a flour, so it's ideal for foods that we consume on a daily basis, like baked goods, cereals, and dairy alternatives. We also have our intelligent carbohydrates, or our intelligent sugar called palatinose or isomaltulose, which is a low glycemic carbohydrate that supports blood sugar management and steady energy release, indirectly benefiting, obviously, cardiovascular health. This is, as a sugar, is suitable for snacks, beverages, and breakfast products that will help sustain energy for longer. We can see how the market is responding to these trends with, the brain food range of M&S and the other ranges from Tesco as well, with ingredients that like omega-3s and fibers and proteins supporting these highly nutritional products that people can pick up on a daily basis.
And weight loss has been in the news a lot, most recently when talking about weight loss drugs, but also things like obesity have been a big issue for a long time. I guess we know people want to lose weight, but when we dig into the detail, what do we know about why people want to lose weight?
Well, consumers are increasingly aware of the connection between a healthy weight management and overall well-being, and making it no surprise that the primary motivation for weight loss is long-term health improvement. This is followed closely by the desire to boost self-confidence and feel more energetic in a daily life. Beyond these personal benefits, many consumers also view weight management as a proactive way to prevent chronic conditions such as type 2 diabetes, obesity, and to improve cholesterol levels, further reinforcing the link between weight control and preventative health. In this context, interest in natural solutions that really support metabolic health is growing rapidly. Earlier this year, we ran a qualitative research project to hear directly the consumers and their motivations with weight loss. And a 40-year-old in Germany, for example, says that losing weight is important because it helps him to prevent illnesses. And one of the millennials that we spoke to in the UK also mentioned that losing weight allows him to lead a healthier lifestyle that is obviously important to him, but also to his family and support his mental health.
So lots of different motivations there. Just to hone in a little bit, if it's okay, on the weight loss drugs. So there is this idea that once you stop taking the drugs, your appetite returns, and there's a risk of regaining weight. I know there's still a lot of research to do in this area, but essentially the thought could be that you need to keep taking these drugs, I guess, for the rest of your life. Are we seeing any pushback on that among consumers? Are people seeking alternatives to these weight loss drugs?
A lot. And some industry groups have done some research and some surveys. For example, the FMCG Gurus this year did a survey And nearly 3 in 10 current users of the GLP-1 drugs have thought about stopping due to the side effects. At the same time, 45% of users recognize the need to carefully manage their nutrient intake, especially fiber and protein, while using these GLP-1 medications. This growing awareness and uncomfortable side effects is driving interest into a more natural approach. And we see, for example, in Europe, 64% of people that have been surveyed say that they will be very interested in food and beverages that naturally stimulate the GLP-1 hormone, which is actually a natural hormone that is present in our bodies, highlighting the clear demand for nutritional solutions or more natural nutritional solutions. I'm very happy to say that at Beneo our portfolio includes excellent products like palatinose, for example, and chicory root fibers that offer science-backed nutrition and solutions that align perfectly with these consumer expectations. They support blood sugar management and GLP-1 stimulation in a natural and effective way. If you and our listeners want to know more about all of this research, I really invite them to explore our website and they will find a wealth of scientific evidence that is published by the Beneo Institute and supports the efficacy of all our ingredients. Or Kirklinger can also help them with samples that customers can try in their development kitchens. I'm also excited to announce that our team of nutrition and technical scientists will be present at the upcoming Food Matters Live in Ascot. And we would all be ready to share valuable insights into how Beneo ingredients can be seamlessly incorporated into everyday products that support natural weight management.
Brilliant. Well, we will come on to the event in a few questions time, but great to mention it. And we're really excited to have you there. But just to carry on that conversation around the weight loss drugs, and there have been recent news reports that the cost of these drugs could rise in some markets, which I guess is another consideration. But on the issue of cost and specifically in the food industry, costs and supply issues are affecting just about everyone in the supply chain, it seems at the moment. So are you seeing that play out both in terms of sourcing ingredients and people asking for alternatives?
Absolutely. Yeah. UK consumers are wanting healthier functional products, but as Adriana mentioned earlier there, a lot aren't spending more than £50 a month on wellness. So there's a real need for cost-effective quality ingredients that will in turn help the food industry develop affordable, healthy end products. We source quality ingredients from all over the world, but we're always looking for more local options, not just for cost, but also for the added environmental and sustainability benefits. We run a very lean team. We purchase in bulk. We work with our in-house logistics company, Kregling & Logistics, to ensure we fully optimize our supply chain to provide the best price to our customers. It's a real balancing act trying to improve the nutrition and health and sustainability of our foods and be cost effective. We have very strong partnerships with our suppliers and we always have stock on the ground in the UK. So we don't really see any supply issues because of that stock that we carry and the supply chain that we have. We help customers however we can. If they want to purchase in euros or in pounds sterling, we can do that. So it's really trying to be flexible to their needs, but also trying to provide quality products from all over.
Excellent. Now, look, we really did only just scratch the surface of the range of products that you guys offer. But as we've mentioned, Beneo and Kreglinger will be appearing at the Food Matters live event in Ascot in October. Adriana, maybe we can start with you. Can you give us a flavour of what people can expect?
Thanks, Anthony. Yes. Well, people can expect an exciting blend of cutting-edge science, of course, from Beneo. Our technical expertise and mouth-watering prototypes that have been all designed to meet these evolving needs of UK consumers and the consumer trends that we see worldwide. From the Beneo Institute, our leading nutrition scientist will be sharing all the latest research that we have done on our ingredients and the nutritional benefits, including our solutions to support weight management and the GLP-1 diets. Also, our technical managers will dive into the functionalities of our ingredients, and they will showcase how they support HFSS compliance and the new healthier foods policy that will be rolling out as well later this year. Clean label, of course, nutritious, indulgent, and affordable product development, which are all aligned with current and emerging consumer trends. And our chef has also been very busy in the kitchen. So we will be showing and sharing with our visitors inspiring prototypes that combine nutrition, indulgence, and health, of course, in a truly winning formula. These creations include an advanced meal replacer, which is gut-friendly, which is high in protein and blood sugar smart, and an eggless pavlova, which even without any eggs is fluffy, is cost-effective, and is irresistibly creamy. So they are not only delicious and affordable, but also demonstrate how manufacturers can deliver healthier products without any compromise. So I really look forward to meeting many of our listeners there.
Ah, fabulous. Music to our listeners is, I'm sure, hearing about the different foods they'll get to try. And Scott, what will Craiglinger be doing there?
Yeah, we love attending this event. We'll have our full technical sales team there. So we're looking forward to meeting with our existing customers and new contacts to discuss the extensive range of other products we have as well. So in conjunction with the Beneo, we have ingredients that can enhance color, flavor, and texture. So they all work well together. So we're looking forward to discussing these as well. And this is the perfect forum for us to engage firsthand with key stakeholders and from the food industry. And at a time when costs and time itself is very precious, maybe surprised to learn as well that we can offer some technical improvements as well. So some of the ingredients we'll be talking about can improve processing characteristics to increase yield, reduce wastage. So we've got a lot to talk about and a lot to share. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. Adriana Arias, Frederick Fernandez and Scott Diath, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Anthony.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us, and looking forward to see everyone at Food Matters Live.
So we've been talking about the Food Matters Live event where Beneo and Craiglinger will be. It's happening in Ascot on October the 8th and 9th. If you visit foodmatterslive.com, you can register your interest in attending. I hope you enjoyed this episode made in partnership with Beneo and Craiglinger. Thank you so much for listening.